Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
As you know, you and I can learn from the people in the Bible, from their success, but also their failures. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we are in the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 20 to 21, and we're seeing this wrestle between the people of God and the Lord. The Bible says the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he said, because this nation has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and has not heeded my voice, I will also no longer drive out before them any of the nations which Joshua left when he died. And we see this wrestle between Israel and the Lord. And you know, sometimes we can read these stories and become quite dismissive and say, well, how could they be so stupid? How could they be so dumb? You know, and we read about people in the Bible. I mean, you hear people talk about Bible characters like Peter, you know, oh, impetuous Peter. You know, he spoke too much. He talked too much. He was a loud mouth. Or you hear people say doubting Thomas. You know, how could Thomas doubt? You know, he had no faith. But, you know, I don't think God left these people's stories in the Bible so you and I could dismiss them and just write them off and just pretend that, you know, it's irrelevant to our lives. These stories are there for a reason. And it's not for us to be dismissive and judgmental even, but it's actually to learn and to be humble and to respect these people and go, wow, what worked, what didn't work? What can I learn from their lives? What can I learn from their example? And Paul picks this up in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11 to 12. He said, now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. And then he says these words, really interesting. Therefore, let him who thinks he stand take heed, lest he fall. In other words, don't be reading these stories and go, oh, wow, these people were duds. I'm not a dud. Read these stories and go, wow, these people were just like me. You know, I mean, the Bible even says in James chapter 5 that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. You know, he had an earthly nature. You and I have an earthly nature. The people in these Old Testament stories also had an earthly nature. And so we need to just tap into what worked for them, what didn't work for them, so that we can hopefully walk in the path that God has mapped out for us. And so that's why I believe God has got all these stories of his people in the Bible. I mean, the Bible is just a remarkable book because all the heroes in the Bible, except for Jesus and probably Joseph, come to mind, basically messed up in some way. Even Moses, like he was one of the great leaders of the nation of Israel, a great religious leader, brought the law, brought the Ten Commandments, you know, led the people of God out of slavery into the promised land. I mean, he was a legend, but at the end of his life, he fails. He strikes a rock. When God says, don't strike the rock, he hits the rock in anger. And God says, okay, Moses, guess what? You're not actually going to enter the promised land. Come up to this mountain. I'm going to let you see it, but you're not going to enter it. And so his life in some ways ends in a failure, but God includes all these stories so that we can realize, wow, these people were human. I'm human. And in the positive, these people are human, but wow, God used them. I mean, Moses failed at the end, but he just kicked tail for most of his life. He won so many battles. He did so many things right. And this is to encourage you and I that despite your failings, despite my failings, despite our weaknesses and our faults and our human nature, which is just so frail and, you know, wants to do the wrong thing at times, wants to doubt God, wants to be afraid. Despite all this, God can use us. You know, like that generation is gone. Moses' generation is gone. Paul's generation is gone. The apostles who were with Jesus, their generation is gone. There's a new generation. It's today. It's you and I. And we're it. But the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, he dwells in you and I. And the God that did miracles in the Bible, the God that did miracles in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, the God who poured out his Spirit in Acts chapter 2 and that tongues of fire appeared upon each of the believers, the God that, you know, empowered and enabled Peter and John as they're walking up into the temple to say to the lame man, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. That same God dwells in you and I, and that you and I can do great things for God today.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channels. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.